Hi everyone, welcome to Word on Wednesday from Blaenau Evangelical Church. It's Mike Charles standing in for Alan Peterson. We pray that the Lord will bless and refresh Alan and Amanda while they're away on holidays. We're going to pray now and ask God to bless us as we study his word. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you teach us the way of life through it. And as we listen and hear tonight, we just pray that you would make it a wonderful message for all who hear, even a message of eternal life. We ask it through the Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, we're going to read from the book of 1 John in the New Testament. And this is God's word. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it. We proclaim to you the eternal life, which is with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. His word has no place in our lives. Amen. And trust that the Lord bless our message now as we think about part of his word. Well, I wonder if you're a bath person or a shower person. You may guess from these products that I'm a shower person. Okay. There are numerous things you can buy. Shower gel, body scrub, foam, all sorts of things. But the aim of them all is to get you clean, isn't it? Okay, no matter how much they cost and what the smell is, no matter what they look like, the aim of the product is to get you clean at the end of the day. And there's three things they all have in common. One, you will have to pay for them. Two, they all have instructions and have to use them. And three, it requires you to do something. You don't just get in the shower, squirt the shower gel on you, and you're automatically clean. You have to make the effort. And I want us to think about tonight, about whether or not we clean on the inside and not just the outside. Shower gel is great for making you clean outside. But you know, inward, the Bible says we're full of sin. And that's everybody, every single person in the world, says we've all got this sin in us. It's when we disobey God's laws, we break his commands, we rebel against him, we break his rules, and the sin is like a giant rubbish tip inside of us. It's filthy, it's dirty, it's vile, it's sickening. And to God, it's unbearable. He cannot bear sin, and therefore he cannot have sin in heaven. So anyone who's got sin inside them, that means they can't go to heaven. That's really bad news. And we need to somehow, therefore, get rid of this darkness, this blackness, this filth, this sin inside of us. And you know, if you went to the supermarket, you go in and you look at the shelves and you see different products like this one. We're going to think about some products tonight that people use to try and get rid of this blackness inside of them, this darkness, this sin that stops them from going to heaven. And the first one is goodness. People say, well, if I'm good, I can go to heaven. The world needs more goodness. It can sometimes be a dark, horrible place. And people need to be good and behave in a good way. But you see, goodness is only affecting us on the outside. It doesn't touch what's already inside that we've already done wrong. It can't take any of that away. Similarly, you go on the shelf and you pick up one that says, kindness, being nice to other people. And the kindness is important because Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan that we should be kind to other people. But just like goodness, it makes us look good on the outside and good to other people. But it doesn't do anything to the horrible stuff inside of us. It doesn't impress God at all. And then you pick up the third one off the shelf. Religious. Go to church. Pray. Perhaps even read your Bible now and again. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. And it makes us look good on the outside. And people think, oh, fantastic. But you know, God sees what's in our hearts, not just what we're like on the outside. And he sees there's no change inwardly. And he sees that we're just as vile and horrible and filthy inside. And even if we took all these three things together and mixed them up, they still wouldn't make a dent on the horribleness that's inside of us. So what do? Do we give up and just say that's the end of it? Well, let me direct your attention to one bottle that's on the top shelf. And this bottle is called the cleaning power of Jesus. You reach up, you pull it down, and you get the bottle, the cleaning power of Jesus. And you thought, well, perhaps there is hope after all. You turn it over. Instructions. What's it say? Believe that Jesus is God's son. Believe that he came to die on the cross to be punished for your wrongdoings, your sin. So that if you believe and trust in him and ask him to, he'll take your sin away, give you his goodness, therefore taking all the filth out of your heart, giving his holiness and righteousness and goodness and beautifulness, making you acceptable to God, so that you can be God's friend and go to heaven. The instructions. Simple. Easy. The only problem is we don't like saying we're bad. We don't like admitting to ourselves and anybody else that we need someone to sort us out. But Jesus is the only one who can sort us out inside and make us right with God. Is there a price? There is. Can we afford? No, we can't. But Jesus paid the price on the cross so that we can receive this salvation, this cleansing, free of charge. We can receive a home in heaven. We can have friendship and a relationship with God, free of charge, because Jesus has already paid for it when he suffered and died on the cross for us. Do I have to do anything? Do I have to make an effort? You do. First of all, you have to reach out to Jesus. It's no good saying, well, I can see it on the top shelf and just leaving it then. It's no good getting it down off the top shelf and reading the instructions and then just putting it on the side and doing nothing with it. It has to be applied to us. And we have to ask Jesus to make us clean. We have to have Jesus to wash us in his precious blood. That doesn't mean to say he throws a bucket of blood over us. But what it means is that we believe he died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven. And after he died, his blood was shed to show that his sacrifice had been accepted by God. And he was raised by God on the third day. So whoever believes in him can have everlasting life through the forgiveness of sins. Well, Mike, you would say, that's wonderful. But you don't know me. You don't know the things I've done. Jesus says, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, however bad you've been, however good you think you've been, just come to me as you are. He's died once for all our sins to be forgiven. The really big sins to the really small sins. The sins that people think you've done really count. The things that people think are the worst in the world. Jesus can forgive you with them all and take them all away from you. And you may say, oh, Mike, that's great. But I know I can't keep being good for the rest of my life. I know someone who didn't become a Christian because they said exactly those same words. And they walked away from having their sins forgiven by Jesus. Well, the answer is this. Jesus knows that. That's why he died, for your present past sin, your present sin and your future sin. And if we sin after we've been forgiven and our sin has been dealt with at the cross, we just come and we say sorry and Jesus takes it away and we remain perfect and whole and righteousness clothed in his righteousness before God. And we never stop being loved by God. I never been stopped being one of his family. I just wonder tonight, what you're looking at to make you clean inside, to make you acceptable to God. Something that you can try and do yourself and won't work, that won't take away any of the filth inside of you. Or come to Jesus, who can take away all the badness. Do you know, it says of the Christians, they are justified by faith. That's believing in the Lord Jesus Christ to deal with our sin. Just as if we'd never sinned. Jesus makes us that perfect, that holy, that righteous in God's sight. And I just hope and pray that if you're not a Christian tonight, then you'll come to Jesus. You'll reach out to him and you'll ask him to come into your heart and your life and do this wonderful thing for you without cost. And he'll do it in an instant. How will I know? You'll feel this great joy within. You know that he's taken away that which stops you from being God's friend and going to heaven. And you know that he's going to keep his promise, that he's going to get a place ready in heaven for you, and one day he'll come back and take you to be with him forever. Now, if we are a Christian, if we've already asked Jesus to do this great and fantastic thing in our hearts and lives, are our lives reflecting it? Are we living holy, godless, righteous lives? Do we have that joy of our salvation? Do we have that joy in speaking? Do we have life as the full? Because the problem is Christians get older in the faith. Their faith becomes more tempered. And we lose something of the joy and the blessing of knowing sins forgiven. We have to ask God to stoke up that fire of excitement again, of knowing the blessing, the real joy of sins forgiven and a home in glory. We have to have a desire to live lives that proclaim Jesus Christ and his salvation to this poor, needy world. It's the only way they can find a home in heaven, is to reach out to Jesus, and he will come to them and make them clean and righteous and good in God's sight, just as he has with us. Well, I hope God will bless his word to every heart that hears it tonight, and that God will indeed grant us eternal life through the Lord Jesus, through the cleansing power of the cross, and that together one day we will be in heaven rejoicing the fact Jesus loved me and died for me and saved me by washing away all my sin. Amen.